Common errors with natural gas metering that may be costing you. Many businesses and organizations use natural gas for heating and other operational processes. However, this is no small expense. Apart from inefficiencies with usage, one of the main issues that leads to increased invoices with this expense are metering issues. In this article, we're looking at metering issues that may be increasing your business natural gas expenses. Metering is important. Metering and sub-metering are important practices so utility companies can charge fair rates for their customers' usage. Metering measures the energy delivered from the utility into your building or facility. Compared to a flat rate system, this means in theory, you're only paying for what you use, on top of general fees. The difference between metering and sub-metering can be crucial for how you are billed. Metering measures the entire building or facility's consumption. This is convenient if your business is in a standalone facility, connected to no other businesses or residences. For multi-unit buildings, sub-metering can be preferential. Sub-metering is used to measure the amount of energy for a specific purpose or area within the building. Some organizations with standalone facilities may still use sub-metering. For example, property management companies or higher education institutions may want to sub-meter their units. What are common mistakes with natural gas metering or sub-metering? There are many common mistakes that might result in billing errors when it comes to your natural gas expenses. These are mistakes made by the utility, not the customer. These include improper installation. When a meter is installed improperly, it will likely impact the accuracy and consistency of readings. Failing to perform regular calibration. This is when, after a meter is installed and running, the utility doesn't perform regular checks to ensure it doesn't drift out of calibration. Over time, it's natural for certain components to shift or wear down, but this can lead to inaccurate readings. Improper readings in cold weather. Change in temperature, specifically in cold environments, can provide inaccurate readings. This is especially hard on your budget, as you're likely already spending more during these months. What steps can you take to prevent meter reading issues? While some errors are mistakes by the utility, some are also customer-related, or can at least be prevented by the customer. These include obstructions or blockages. Sometimes, obstructions and blockages can impact fluid flow or cause inaccurate or inconsistent readings. Sensor fouling. Depending on your environment, your meter might be prone to buildups like calcium, magnesium, grime, oil, slime, or more. It could also rust over time. This can impact the readings. In conclusion, for businesses using natural gas, metering and sub-metering are important parts of your invoice process. However, errors and damage can lead to inflated costs over time.